Mantle offers 30,000 ETH loan to Aave to cover. KelpDAO Bad Debt, Mantle's core contributor team, filed a proposal late on April 23rd to lend 30,000 ETH from the Mantle treasury to Aave DAO. The loan is intended to cover the bad debt Aave absorbed after the April 18th exploit of the KelpDAO RSeth bridge, which drained roughly $292 million from looped restaking positions. Cointelegraph flagged the filing in the early hours of April 24th UTC. At Ethereum's April 24th spot price of $2,334.58, the proposed facility is worth about $70 million. That does not close the full $292 million hole on its own, but it materially shortens the distance Aave needs to travel on recoveries, insurance draws, or reserve burns. Why Mantle is putting its balance sheet next to Aave's? The rationale tracks with how Mantle has positioned itself over the last year. Mantle has been an active participant in the restaking stack that fed Ares ETHEA, and Meth has been one of the larger liquid restaking assets routed through the same collateral markets. When the KelpDAO bridge broke, the follow-on effects hit venues Mantle depends on for liquidity and lending demand. Underwriting part of the recovery is a defensive move as much as a goodwill gesture. If Aave writes off the full $292 million against its safety module and reserves, the entire restaking on Aave category gets repriced for months. Mantle has direct exposure to that repricing. The terms is filed. According to the proposal as circulated on April 23rd, Mantle's treasury would deposit 30,000 ETH into an Aave vault earmarked for covering the shortfall. Repayment is framed as a structured loan rather than a gift. The treasury would expect the principal back once Aave's reserves, recovery proceeds from the exploiter's laundering trail, and ongoing protocol revenue cover the gap. We should read the numbers carefully. A 30,000 ETH facility is roughly 10% of the headline damage. Aave has already leaned on its own safety module and reserve treasury to stabilize RSeth markets during the $15 billion deposit exodus that followed the exploit. Mantle's contribution is additive, not a full backstop. The KelpDAO attacker has kept the pressure on recovery math. On-chain trackers showed the exploiter swapped 75,700 ETH into Bitcoin worth $175 million. And then routed another $80 million through ThorChain. Each hop makes clawback less likely, which is why Aave governance appears to be pivoting from wait for recovery to mobilize partner capital now. A new template or a one-off one DAO treasury lending directly to another to paper over exploit losses is uncommon at this scale. The closest historical comparables sit in the centralized exchange world, where a solvent operator buys a distressed book. In DeFi, bad debt usually gets absorbed by the protocol's own token holders via reserve burns or dilution. If the Mantle Aave deal passes both governance bodies, it sets a precedent. Restaking stacks are deeply interconnected, and a single bridge or oracle failure at one layer can cascade into lending market shortfalls at another. An explicit inter-protocol loan facility would give governance voters a playbook that does not require emergency token inflation. The risk for Mantle voters is straightforward. 30,000 ETHEA is a real claim on the treasury, and recovery is not guaranteed. The Arbitrum Security Council froze 30,766 ETHEA from the exploit trail, which helps, but frozen is not recovered. If Aave's repayment capacity slips, Mantle's balance sheet takes the hit. What happens next? The proposal still needs to clear Mantle governance and then align with Aave DAO's own vote on accepting the facility and the repayment terms. Both votes take several days to finalize, and both communities will want to see the indemnification structure, the liquidation waterfall if Aave's reserves are also drawn, and the interest rate on the loan. In the meantime, the RSETH markets on Aave remain frozen. Justin Sun-linked wallets pulled $274 million in USDT during the initial panic, and Aave's reserve factor is carrying the weight. The 30,000 ETH proposal is the first concrete partner capital response since the exploit hit.